Okay, ready. What are we going to talk about?
No fucking idea.
Maybe you should open the show this time.
Should I?
Yeah, because I'm doing it all the time.
Okay, let's try that.
News, infos, stuff from all over the sea.
Sign. The radio show. With your host, Axel and Aki.
Are we ready? Can we hear some cheering in the crowd? All right. Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go. Good evening, everybody. We're back after, 3 months? 4 months?
At least. Ages. It's been ages that we've recorded something.
And the only reason, even why we were recording this tonight, is Vincenzo was delayed because he was in the shower. And he told us, I'm not ready yet. I need to take a shower before we're going to record this.
Record cleanly.
He got lost in the shower, and you can still hear him, but probably in the background. He's still singing some tunes there.
I must admit, I was also a bit of mind fuck up that I had with taking trains home from work late and everything. So,
is it snowing over there?
I hope not. It was.
Because it was here, and it's all cliche white Switzerland here right now.
But then yes, we're back.
Yeah, welcome to the Sign Podcast. We thought we should be doing another round because we thought it was actually quite fun back in the days and old days. Yeah.
And we got some nice feedback from the crowd.
From the cheering crowd,
listening to us. Taking time out of all your busy schedules of coding demos and trolling on Puet to listen to our podcast.
Of course, mainly coding demos, not trolling on Puet.
No, because trolling on Puet is for lemurs.
Yes.
And that's what I said, and now people will come back to me and say, but okay, it's the only thing you do on Puet. And I know it's true. But
yeah, no one's noticing that, so... The main thing you're doing is doing this podcast, right? So.
I'll hereby apologize to everybody if I've been a dick to you on Puet for the last 7 years. I'm very sorry.
You have no regrets.
No, absolutely not. It'll probably happen again. But we have a good start already. I like it.
So, I was going through the last podcast and I noticed something that you were making one hell of, a commercial speech about... You know, Demo Zone being such a great party and all that. And then it was cancelled. I thought, damn, Aki, what's all this, commercial advertising?
Yes, I'll explain it a bit. The main organizer, Solenoid, during the bank crisis, got into a bit of a pickle with his company and his money and wasn't very sure how things were going. So he didn't have time. He didn't want to put time in organizing a demo party. When there was quite stuff at stake. I won't go too deep into his personal life, but I'll just mention that there's some stuff about Iceland being involved in it as well. So he was kind of screwed, and he was like, I need my time very badly. I don't have the time, and I've put some sleepless nights. So we granted him, fair enough, just do your thing. I mean, he just got a kid as well.
Right.
So it was very important to get to keep your life on track. And
that's
partner.
A reason.
Yeah, so absolutely, he had a very, very good reason to cancel it. So everybody was like, okay, fair enough, man, just take care of yourself.
Right.
I hope it's okay. We haven't heard from him since, actually.
Yeah, Solenoid, greetings from here. And,
yes, with everything.
Greetings to your daughter, son.
Oh,
no?
God,
boy,
daughter. I'm
name?
Not even sure.
Age?
I don't even know. Oh, God, I'm terrible.
You're screwed now.
I'll quickly look it up. No, just gonna take
you look it up?
I'll look it up on the mighty media.
Is she he on Slangpung or what?
Oh, no, on the internet, on this I have this website. It's kind of MySpacey website.
Right. Anyway,
that was the reason that it didn't really he didn't have time. And we were like, okay, fair enough. So we had beer instead.
What a pity.
Yeah, well, it was a shame because it was gonna it was probably gonna be a good party, but shit happens. And it was gonna be next time.
So the financial crisis even having an impact on the demo scene.
Machine, yeah, this is a very, very shit situation he was in. So I
quite
hope he's doing
because
fine.
You know, I'm working at one of the two major banks in Switzerland as well, and we're having enough trouble with that. But there's other companies as well. I mean, I was speaking to some of the Brainstorm folks, and they were telling me that their Christmas dinners would be cancelled because of the financial crisis. And I was like, what? So it seems to have an impact on quite some of the Scandinavian countries as well. Well. eyes on in particular, of course. But
yeah, but I think it's kind of everywhere. You hear everywhere people going, go some stuff changing. I don't feel it myself because the company I work for is awesome.
Yeah, of course.
but we just finished our awesome game. Everybody, go out and buy Tomb Raider: Underworld. It's Ooh. Out in the shops.
Which
and
platform?
If you buy the PC version or the PlayStation 3 version, it's the versions that we worked on.
Damn, because a friend of mine, he played through the whole PlayStation 3 version, and he bought
it. He did?
Yeah.
He bought Excellent. It.
He you know, I very emphasize good. He bought it, you know.
Very good. We liked that.
Yeah, he loved it.
So, and I've been canceled. Goes like, I'm one of the creators. Well, yes, creators. I work at a company that is mainly a porting company. So we work together with the guys in the States, Crystal Dynamics. But we made the whole thing run on PC and made the whole thing run on PlayStation.
Are you actually allowed to talk about this, or can we blackmail you for this now?
No, I can tell that I'm in the credits. I can tell you that I worked on the game.
That's you're okay. not.
That's okay. But yes, no, enough about games. But it was very. It's fun that it's finished, and so that's the main reason that I didn't have a lot of time doing podcasts.
Yes, some work uses and stuff.
But yes, and then Demozone beer. Before we trail off again, we went out.
Let's have actually. Can you get me one of those demos and beers while we play the invitation track for the gathering party? We should play
Oh,
that.
Yeah, you want... Okay, we play a song, and then I'll tell a bit
We're
about
gonna
the
get
beer.
A beer. Yeah. Just... We'll have a break.
Where is the Ark? The Ark is somewhere very safe. From whom? The Ark is a source of unspeakable power, and it has to be researched. And it will be, I assure you. We have top men working on it right now. Who? Top men.
And we're back.
yeah, thanks for the break, because we could get some beer. And yes. So we're back now with the I don't know, do you know anything about the gathering? Are there any details out yet? Because I think the invitation rocked pretty much ass.
I must admit I haven't seen it yet, but I, judging from the screenshots, it looks very Norwegian. I should watch more.
Like, yeah, it's like during Tomb Raider you didn't do anything else or what?
I've demos, it's all very much hard work.
Damn.
Watching them, that is. But no, I guess it looks good, and I got the whole, I mean, Norwegian finest working on it, though I have no idea who Nazareth is, but...
Well, click it was a group right from the 80s, no?
they released in 2006.
A pop music group from the 80s. Oh, yes.
Of course, in the old Black Sabbath days.
It must be them, because...
Yeah,
you know,
it must be them, obviously. Because From 2 for 2 is in the demo scene, and yeah. Every other band is in the demo scene.
Freaking
did you know?
Hell.
That's by the way, there was a talk about music, about Kanye West, and there was somebody said, like, Kanye West used trackers when he started, and I tried to look into that, asking people that might know, and it seems to be true that Kanye West started out making hip-hop beats on Amiga back in the late 80s, early 90s, so there you have
it. Yeah, there I have it. That was convincing.
If you should ask him to join, Kanye West from Brainstorm, and maybe you can get Timbaland to join as well, and it would be whole one big jolly party.
Me,
hip-hop producers stealing from the dosing.
Yep. So the Raiders of the Lost Art, that they're pushing the gathering quite significantly still. I mean, the demo scene in Norway, they're still having pretty much belief in the gathering, no?
Yeah, because it's there, because I guess it's again during Easter, so they're the counterparty to Breakpoint, which is basically the whole Norwegian scene goes to, except for a few that go to Breakpoint, but the rest always goes to the gathering.
That's quite surprising, though, because...
I think that they have their, I don't know how it works, but I guess it's kind of a tradition. And maybe they don't like to travel.
That might
but they're
be
doing their best to promote it, and I think they have a pretty good symbiosis of gaming in their demo scene platforms.
Right, yeah, actually, but I was quite surprised at Outtracks. I think, did they ever participate in Breakpoint at all? I mean, they probably always...
God, I was clicked on Outtracks, because I don't think they ever went. No, they only released at the Gathering scene event, and that's Duckers and the crew of 2000 scene event.
Right.
And they go to the Gathering, it's the same way you don't see Gloom at Breakpoint or any of the other Norwegian. Yeah, there was, of course, Archmage. He's Norwegian, right?
Well, yeah, but he was at the Breakpoint last year.
Yeah, they were at Breakpoint, the guys from Andromeda, a few of them.
And they better get there as well this year, or, '09 next year, that is. But so.
I faintly remember talking to Archmage in the bedroom Breakpoint and about his name, but I can't really remember, and I might have really offended him. I have no idea.
Archmage?
I talked to him, but I can't really remember what it was about, so I hereby apologize if I did actually say something dumb, because I have absolutely no idea anymore. There you go, party memories.
Well, considering his state of mind at later hours of Breakpoint, I think he won't remember either. So.
I guess. A nice guy, very friendly fellow. So,
yeah,
so
that's great, man. And it was great to see Interface as well, and Hyde, of course. Hi, Hyde.
Old you. The old flick. I remember one of my coworkers is Tim from Spaceballs.
Okay.
Amiga Scener, and he was like, what, the guys from Andromeda, they seem to be back for some reason, and they do PC stuff now, and seems to be very good.
Yeah, Hyde is currently struggling with his two kids at home, so he's very busy these days.
Kids?
Well, kids, you know.
I still think it, I mean, you have a kid as well, right?
Yep.
Yes. How old?
Turned 1 year old around a month ago. He started walking a couple of days ago. It was hilarious.
Seems to be really like in demo scene now, people are getting kids, and I keep on wondering, at one point there is going to be this party with like people drinking beer, and then this whole group of kids running around.
Yeah, then cakes are going to fly towards your face, and you can wonder why.
That if I can, kindergarten, as Vincenzo says, it might actually happen one day.
Yep, actually, kindergarten could probably particularly attract this kind of people.
Yeah, they have. They seem to have the.
I mean, Hyde was there, Archmage was there, you know, there. Gloom, yeah.
Norwegian party.
Hello? Gloom, you know, everyone having kids. Just Gloom. Bring them along, damn it.
Yes, god damn it, and Smash had twins the other week. Congratulations to everybody that's having kids. Seems the whole bloody demo scene is having kids. And Chromac has two, and I can find bloody hell.
Yeah, Romeo Knight has two as well, so. $2. Wow. He's screwed.
Now I feel that I have to catch up with all you people. So I might go out to a hospital tonight and steal a baby. Just to have one.
Thanks for the politically correct comment.
You have to find a way.
There must be a way. Well, good.
Perfect. They will never miss one.
Oh, bloody hell. I think this sounds like the perfect moment to play HBC's Pumpernickel sound.
Yeah, let's play one more song and then we talk about more crap.
Cannot beat any more funkiness.
Yes, and you're gonna absolutely have kids. Good track. Oh, but a bit disappointing. It wasn't as good quality as some of the previous productions was, but it's still very solid and the music is very good.
But I guess I cannot spend that much time on those small ones if they're working on the next killer for Breakpoint or something.
Hopefully that's
some side products, I guess.
Fair enough. So here we go. D-Fast and the Pumpernickel soundtrack.
Yep. See you later.
Axel and Aki.
Okay, and now we're back after that. Thank you for some more music to listen to. And let's talk more.
Are you yawning?
No, I'm not yawning. I was reclining.
You're bored.
No, I was reclining in my seat.
Screw that. I must buy from the mother, from the host.
But yeah, you had news about Exotica.
Yeah, I mean, did you guys read all that story? I mean, that was quite fun. That they getting some legal action threatened because of a 13 or 12 year old soundtrack from some Amiga game. I thought it was quite hilarious.
For the people that missed it on Bitfellas.
Some guy who made the design or the graphics or something, he claimed that they should remove the soundtrack because it would violate copyright laws, etc. And Jules from Exotica, he was writing that, just, can you prove that you are who you are? And he said, well, I don't have to, because you need to prove that you're using it with permission. And then he replied with a link, you know, like, read this. And it says, like, you know, you need to prove that you are who you are. And that was quite hilarious. And at some point, the conversation stopped. And
God, you gave up.
And they removed, they removed the files, but they wouldn't be paying any fees for some past 7 weeks or something, because they claimed that they wanted to have €150 for a few weeks of the files being online.
You can always try to do that.
That was much fun.
Yeah, that's what happens in this new age of internet and copyright, and you have to watch out what you do.
Yeah. Have you copyrighted your voice yet? I mean, you with you doing all the Cinorg Awards, you know, sign voiceovers, etc. I mean, you must be. I mean, it's trademark, right?
Well, I'm not the only man on the planet that does this, so I don't think I can copyright the uses of a certain voice.
You mean like the nobbies are boycotting?
The booming voice is, there's much more people doing it.
Yeah, because you're
better at it.
I was surprised that you're not like always talking
like this.
That is how I go out for a coffee on a warm day.
Warner Brothers.
I want coffee.
Yeah.
That would be very, very tiresome if you just walked around and, can I get a pack of cigarettes, please?
No. Women would love that, you know? And then you would have solved the problems with the kids.
Yeah. Oh, there, you might be able to go to a girl like,
it's
hey.
It's the deep voice argument.
Can I get your number? You're one woman in a world.
Good evening, lovely.
Men are evil.
Yeah.
These men only after one thing. One man that stands up for what is right, and he will claim you and take you home. So tonight,
you're recording this because this is gonna be his death.
Talk like a movie trailer at all time. Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah, that would be great. We should do the next podcast just in voice over movie.
I might actually one day when I'm older become a news anchor.
From Academy Award winner.
I would like to go to like CNN and it's like, welcome to CNN. Tonight we talk about Iraq. President Obama is going to Iraq to talk to people and see what's up with them and stuff. And there's a kitten stuck in a tree.
He will be joined by Oki.
Alright, okay, this is going nowhere. Let's talk some more demo scene.
We cannot talk about Breakpoint, apparently, right? So we're going to skip that.
This Breakpoint is on the ropes.
Yeah,
I'm involved. I cannot say too much, but I can tell you that Breakpoint will happen.
So they're teasing with an announcement in December. So
there's going to be more information. And yeah, basically, they're gonna tell us everything in December. But there will be Breakpoint. And everybody should come and participate, of course.
I already put some fuel in the car, you know, so I can get there.
Already, thinking ahead, right there.
I'm gonna save some, you know?
If now at one point, like, all the gas turns to sand,
I have some, and I'm gonna invite everyone in my car and drive up there.
You have a very big car.
Yeah, I'm gonna get everyone in there.
Awesome, your clown car, everybody's gonna come out, well, Yakety Sanchez is playing.
You know, everyone should be fine on a Ferrari with two seats.
Yeah, oh, of course, you take the Ferrari.
I mean, with the financial crisis and all that, I mean, you have to reduce to the better cars.
You live in Switzerland, the country that's made of money and
you need to pick chocolate. The car that is saving some fuel, you know?
You damn Switzerland.
Poor bastards.
But yes, okay, well, that's a Breakpoint. Indeed, coming up, we had parties happening. I'm looking at Slangbang.
Hey, well, alt party. No. We need to speak about kindergarten.
Okay, you want to talk about kindergarten?
Yeah, I want to talk about kindergarten because that was the party that, judging only from the pictures on Slangbang only, you know, would actually get me motivated to go there next year because it must have been the most fun party judging only from the pictures. It was hilarious.
That seems like a very fun party what they put up. I admit to that. That's what I see. I'm now browsing through the pictures of lots of people.
And what's wrong with the Danes? Can you tell me that? You know,
but the Danes
hand off stuff.
I'm not too sure, but that started at Scene Event, I think. And some Danes will probably correct us about this. But then it's always watching. It's better watching demos with your pants off. Basically.
Actually, can you make some notes that we should have someone from the Pants Off Association as part of the next podcast?
Yeah, we shall invite somebody. I say we should invite Rasmus if we can.
Yep.
But I don't think he's very active anymore, or any other guy from the Danish Click.
Just Rips anyone
or
dropping
or
his hand.
Or anybody from the Danish Click, contact us. We want to know everything about the Pants Off ritual.
Yep, we want to have that in the next podcast because.
And how do these Danes get these hot bodies with their pants? They make me all moist.
I'm sure they. What? I'm sure was not related to you getting moist, but. I'm completely out of the loop now.
Never mind. Okay, we will talk to one of the Danes.
We'll get those Danes, bastards, just, you know, those sexual sex symbols, you know, from Denmark. We're going to get them on the
Then they had at kindergarten, which said there was somebody rented a motorhome.
Well, yeah, Xerxes from Brainstorm, what?
Because I saw pictures of the very big. Yeah, here it is, the Brainstorm Mobile.
The Porn Mobile, how it was called later on.
Stuff happened. Actually, do you have smuts?
Stuff happened. No, I think they did. I mean, they rented this mobile home and everyone just, you know, went there outside of the main party place. And I think a truck and all the other people, they went there and It was great fun, apparently, because I know Hansi and Turkey, they had some PC installed there, so they worked on the music entries. They were also working on the Gabber music compo entries at some point. They were heavily drunk at some point.
But I think we should play, after we're done, a song from the Kindergarten Gabber compo. We should play the winning track from that.
Who was that, actually?
I'm gonna look it up. Kindergarten. And my voice became strange. Is it okay now?
Oh, well, it's always like this, isn't it?
Constantly. Results.
Well, actually, it was won by Xerxes, a stupid me. So that was the winning track, and I think...
I see Gabber Music.
Oh, the Gabber, they turned in and they ended up...
Heaven and Hell by Purix, one of the Danes.
Yeah, Purix!
That track is my choice. As they're called.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, we should play Heaven and Hell by Purix, and then we should, in the next episode, have Purix explain to us what is going on with the pants off.
Yes, clearly. Here's the Purix. Everybody, and in one hell of a noisy podcast this time, because can you hear this background stuff? It's actually Oki's heater.
Yes. I turned on my heater, and I'll explain to you. It's when it warms up, it's really loud, a loud noise. But because I'm on a corner apartment, and some like wind or air, and they took the whole thing apart. There were guys looking at it, and they took the whole thing apart, and they couldn't find everything was okay. And then I turned it on again, and it was going wow, and it's terrible.
The only solution that you know you could have an easy solution with this, and it's the solution would be to just put some clothes on.
It's the whole thing resonates. And until now, it's done. When it gets warm, it's done. And now it's heating my apartment, so now it's warm, and now it's done. It will not make a sound anymore. But when it's cold and it starts warming up, it makes this terrible, terrible noise.
Man, so, yes. Last time it was the laundry machine, and now it's the heater.
My house is an orgy of sound. It's like a play garden of music.
Your home consists of one room.
It is. I live in a studio in a bachelor pad. But I do live in the center of Amsterdam, so there.
Oh, there goes the heater.
Yeah, it's coming back. It's coming back a bit. There you go. Well, okay, but enough about my heater. Stuff. Isn't, yeah, kindergarten.
Isn't today the launch of the movie The Earth Stood Still? And I think it's going to happen right on your, you know, doorstep.
I saw the trailer. Okay, this is not demo scene related, but I saw the trailer and I hate Keanu Reeves with a vengeance. And it looked, I've seen the original, The Day the Earth Stood Still, which everybody should watch because it's awesome. It's from 1955. And the new one, it looked hilariously bad. I think I have to go to see it, but...
Well...
But yes, the day there is still the day my heater turned on and Vincenzo wants to make smapples of my apartment.
Yeah, so Vincenzo wrote smapples instead of samples, and we thought that sounds much better. So we
smapples?
Just, yeah.
I think you might get sued by Snapple.
I think it sounds like a term of doing something, like I'm going to smapple you. Yeah. I think it sounds like that.
Is that like swaffling?
Yeah.
Swaffling is...
Twittering. And stuff.
Smap. But you might get in problems with the fruit juice drink Snapple with an M. So, okay. But oh, fuck them.
Or you might have problems with women who might insist it's going to be nipple, you know?
Nipple?
Yeah.
I need nipples of your apartment.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to nipple
this
you.
This podcast is being very, very weird.
Okay.
So, but it's good. Weird in a good way. I hope we haven't lost listeners yet, I hope.
Yeah, actually, I think it would be a good opportunity to tune into some Edge of Disgrace soundtrack. What do you think?
Yeah, and then after that, we're going to talk about Edge of Disgrace and about X-2008 and about the C64.
And about more smappling going on.
I propose that we're not going to play the whole soundtrack of Edge of Disgrace because it's like 16 minutes or something.
Yeah, we're just going to tune in.
Just a bit yeah. of Edge of Disgrace.
Yeah, Vincenzo's going to fix that, you know, along with the shower sounds and your laundry, whatever, heater. And
my everything, my the podcast. Okay, then there is some, is it Dane that composes?
Yeah, that's him. And there's plenty of smappling going on as well.
Think of smappling on the C64. Yep. Here we go. We'll be right back. back. Here we go. We stop right here, Dane. Thank you very much for your music, but it's going on way too long. But it's awesome. But let's talk about X 2008 and the releases that that party spawned, because it was pretty impressive. You know the X party?
Well, yeah, I haven't been there, but I saw the pictures on Slangpong, and it was pretty interesting. It seems like they had a good time there.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a Dutch C64 only party, and it's only going to be getting bigger and bigger, and it's very well prepared. I mean, the entrance fee is like $70 or $75, but then you get like free beer,
right,
and a bath, and free coffee, and breakfast, and food, and more people come. So this year they had, and I'm looking, and I probably have to look for Edge of Disgrace, because they had really good entries in the competitions.
Hmm.
Jeroen Tel actually won the music competition, which
is... he's going to perform at Toom, right? So
yes, oh, nice.
So he's going to be, that should be interesting for a concert to see Jeroen Tel on stage.
Yeah, Jeroen Tel is always, it's nice to see him perform, and he has a good show. But here we have it, the five, I think there was like tons of entries, but the first five demos, Edge of Disgrace of course in the first place, but also Natural Wonders 2 and Pearls for Pigs by Xenon and Amplifier by Horizon and Instinct, My Beauty by Fairlight, they're all actually really, really solid. I was pretty impressed because the C64 has been going on for oh, this is Vincenzo says a rumor, this is the only year when they drank all of the beer. Oh, that's impressive.
Can that happen in Holland?
But they have a lot. They have always, they stack a lot of beer, so they might have had lots of people over. But for the C64 has been around for ages, and it's still making demos for it because it's so limited. You always resort to the same tricks, but they keep updating and upgrading. And I was really impressed, and I think it was Natural Wonders, because there was one demo, I kind of forgot which one it was, that had really cool music for C64. I think it was Amplifier. Yeah, Amplifier by Horizon and Instinct. And it had this like minimal club track playing.
Right.
And it's not doing like what everybody does, to sit and then chiptune, but really going out there to make it sound different. And the Edge of Disgrace did the same. Like, really new sound, or new sound, but like different sounds trying to come out of it, and really cool. So
yeah,
well
they
done
did a great job there. Is there any news what Mitch is doing? I mean, because they were always doing co-op tunes, Mitch and Dane. Does anyone know what happened with her?
I have no idea. We should ask Dane, I think.
Yeah, I should.
What's
Yeah, we're gonna find out.
Next time we should prepare better with all these guys.
Yeah, we have to get some Danes, and we have to get Dane in here, or what?
Yeah, Danes, and I think this is a connection. I think this is to be.
Yeah, we have
so
to.
Danes, and we have to get Dane.
We
talk about the music and about Edge of Disgrace. And
then maybe we can have him explain why the Danes dropped their pants.
That might actually be very interesting.
Yeah.
And then we have Purix talk about C64 music.
Yep, we're gonna have that. Yep, we're gonna try that.
Yeah, and then it's gonna be an all big mess.
Then we're gonna screw it up badly, and then we're just back to normal. Okay.
So that was X. Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Great.
And then,
quite nice.
Edge of Disgrace, some very neat tricks going on. It was a bit too long for my taste, but then again, C64 demos aren't really my cup of tea because I've never been that much into it.
Right.
So I can respect if it's really cool, but at one point I got like, yeah, I know. But very solid, very solid. Even for a non-fan like myself, I was very impressed.
Do you think it will be nominated as one of the best demo entries for the CNOG Awards?
That's very interesting. It's kind of
because everyone is really pushing in that direction in the discussions, and I could imagine that CNOG might actually hear those.
Yeah, this is kind of the same as happening at the Oscars right now. So people talking about WALL-E being to be nominated for Best Picture and not Best Animation. And this is kind of the same thing, because you have old school demo and you have Best Demo. I think it's going to be nominated for Best Demo, I guess, because it was very good.
I think it will be quite some outrage if it's not going to be nominated. Because there was so much discussion about this.
But it's not the first time that there was different demos nominated for Best Demo on different platforms. I think it happened before.
Well, since the Oscars probably not going to happen with the actors going on strike, maybe. So we'll see if the CNOG Awards take place.
Are the actors going on strike again?
Not again. The last time I think it was the Screen Act,
Screenwriters
or something.
Screenwriters fucked up all our television for the last year. every season is ending half-assed because of them.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see what it's going to be nominated for CNOG. It's always interesting. There's some quite decent stuff coming out last year. So.
Yep.
What's your favorite production of the year so far?
Man.
It's nearly done, so we can talk about that.
So I just have to make some list up or what? No, actually...
one production that you can, from your head, say this is one that I really like.
Well, The Seeker from Still touched me very much. I remember when I was watching it, I had those goosebumps going up, like some shivers going down my spine. That was quite eerie, like in a good way. And I thought that was, and of course I liked the Stargazer demo because it's so demo-ish. And I like those demos that they are, you know, kind of still in the same spirit, like the old demos. Really.
I think I have to say that Field Trip by HBC impressed me a lot. I really liked that. But then again, also the Junk with their wild demo from Breakpoint.
I'm looking forward to see if they're going to be back at Breakpoint 09. So Junk, if you're hearing us,
please come back.
Your ass to Breakpoint.
And make cool stuff for us to watch, rah, rah, rah.
Because Maxon is probably waiting for you right there.
That is competition.
Yep.
But yes, and what impressed me was, yeah, of course, technically and musically, Panic Room from Fairlight. I thought it was really nice. And Texas by Keyboarders. Probably one of my favorite productions because it's a 4K that actually scared the crap out of me. I really like that. It has so much atmosphere and vibe for a one effect 4K. That's and I love the trick of stealing a bit of music from Vista because Velvet Dark Pitch 10 and you have to run on Vista. So I mean, people did that in the old days as well, and I like that.
Yeah, it's about finding ways, right? So
I mean, if you have it, and people probably will not delete, because I remember other demos doing that as well, or using something from Windows or breaking your Windows. All right.
What else?
And now Vincenzo, what are your favorite productions so far? Even though he cannot speak, he can still talk to us by the keyboard.
As long as he's still awake, probably. But he's quiet. I think he's back in the shower, probably.
It's his personal favorite from Xbox Pros for Pigs, he says. Favorite productions, Vincenzo, of the
demo
year.
Demo of the year for you?
Yeah, not demo of the year, but things that piqued your attention. The Andromeda demo from NVC, that was
Stargazer.
The Stargazer, or do you mean Andromeda Design, the one with the follow-up to the other one?
Yeah, but I think he's referring to Stargazer with Orb.
Chaos, and Archmage and Friends, which I actually also quite liked, is basically an old Atari group and an old Amiga group joining Atari Seniors and Amiga Seniors.
Quite a surprising cooperation, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it worked.
Yep.
Even though I must admit, I'm sorry, Gloom, but the soundtrack didn't really kick for me, even though it was a good soundtrack for the demo. But because, the demo was so demo-wise. And, Masagin for soundtrack, as Vincenzo says. Yeah, I like that as well. I like that demo as well.
That should be, I mean, of course, Atrium is probably going to win 4K, isn't it? I mean,
Texas.
HM is probably going to be, I mean, my guess is that they're going to win the 4K category if there is one as such.
Atrium?
Yeah, in the single.
I'm not sure if it's Texas or Atrium, but there were very decent 4Ks coming out this year, so that might actually be hard.
Of course, unless there is like a mind-blowing production at TUM, or... Yes. Which,
let's
of course, is going to happen.
Judge too quickly. Might be at TUM that something happens.
We might be seeing some surprises, I don't know.
But now there was solid stuff coming out this year, and I liked how NVC and everybody was very afraid, because that's the thing as well, everybody was very afraid about NVC and it's going to be... And then it had good demos, but I mean, okay, Stargazer was good, and Plastic in the Pink I liked, even though the music was too bombastic for me, but the graphics were good. But there wasn't anything that people were like scared of, it's going to be only that.
Yeah.
Actually, did really. I mean, it was good, it was solid, and...
Solid quality all over, yeah.
But not too much, basically.
Do you think we should crown some of the jewels that we think that will be the ones that stood out in 2008 and pick those for the next podcast, along with Danes that don't have pants and...
So we're going to talk to a whole lot of people in the next part. we could ask Chaos to join us, but he would never join us because
he won't.
And to show his face because he's I won't get into a slap fight with him again. I love you, Chaos, you fag. Maybe talk to some keyboarders or some guys from. I think at Purexian we can talk about Atrium. Maybe we can ask Panic or something.
Yeah, so maybe we can have a bit of a review of 2008. Maybe some highlights that happened.
Yeah, next time do a whole review talking about demos. See if we can get some guests.
I like
that idea. So you hear people write improvised on the spot. We make plans to make more pleasure for your ears, enjoyment to listen to.
And I pleasure think or pain.
We should cut to a song
and then get the hell out of here.
And then maybe some bit of after talking and then get the hell out of here. So what's the song that we're going to play?
Any ideas? Yeah, or I mean, Vincenzo's going to pick one.
course, yeah, Vincenzo's gonna. He's gonna listen to a song that we don't know what it is.
Yeah, he's gonna pick it right from the shower where he's at right now.
Yes, so. He's gonna pick it live from the. He's gonna sing live from the shower a song you all know and love.
It's gonna be a chiptune too.
It's gonna be a chiptune that he's gonna whistle. Yep. So be prepared.
Enjoy!
With an awesome rendition of that song. Wow, Vincenzo, you moved my every inner emotion with your whistling of a chiptune.
He had the groove going on.
You never outperformed that. That's been amazing, that was. And now you have to live up to this expectation. So, let's wrap up the show. This has been a very chaotic podcast so far. But I enjoy doing it. So I don't know
It was good being back. And I think we're going to do one sooner than later.
Yes, we will do an end of the year wrap up. But after Christmas, maybe between Christmas and New Year's.
We could make one with only Christmas tunes from the demo scene and gonna get everyone annoyed.
Everything, all bass head, Christmas heavy hardcore soundtracks.
Gonna punish everyone.
This was talk from us and some banter, and mostly banter actually.
And stupid talks.
So thank you all for listening, and thank you Axel and Vincenzo for being here.
Yeah, it's cozy, isn't it? You know, just being here together and, you know, giving a hug before Christmas and all that. So, cozy places. Jingle bells.
I think it's very good that we just didn't talk about Huggy or anything because fuck.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open. Okay.
Yeah, let's just leave with some Christmassy feeling already. People, prepare for holidays.
All right, guys. Well, see you. Around
you next time.
Christmas season beforehand, and we're gonna be in touch soon.
Yes, goodbye.
Bye bye.
News, infos, stuff from all over the sea.
Simon, the radio show with your host, Axel and Aki.